Athens is getting a share of $210 million in federal transportation grants headed to Georgia. Plus, if you've got thoughts on land use in Athens-Clark County, now's a good time to weigh in. From Athens News Matters and the WUGA Newsroom, this is Athens Today for Monday, March 18th. Good morning, I'm Martin Matheny. Federal grant money for the planning of transportation improvements for Hawthorne Avenue, Oglethorpe Avenue, and Alps Road in Athens is on the way. Jeff D'Entre reports.
The $800,000 in local funding is part of $210 million in transportation grants awarded across Georgia. In Athens, the money will be focused on enhancing bicycle, pedestrian, and vehicular traffic. According to Daniel Sizemore, who is the Bicycle, Pedestrian, and Safety Coordinator for ACC Transportation and Public Works, the planning process is expected to take 18 to 24 months. Once the county has moved through the planning process, it can begin the process of applying for additional federal grants for actual installation of any planned improvements.
Athens-Clark County residents are being asked for their input on future land use planning. Alexia Ridley has more.
The ACC government will host a series of public feedback events and an online survey as part of the planning department's ongoing efforts to update the county's future land use plan. The first of eight public meetings is scheduled for March 21st. A series of drop-in occasions will start on March 25th and run through April 26th. They'll be held at the Doherty Street Auditorium. Information gathered will help determine how the community will grow and provide services over the next 20 years.
The GBI is investigating the death of a woman who was being held at the Clark County Jail. According to a statement from the sheriff's office, a deputy conducting a cell check early Saturday morning found the 41-year-old woman unresponsive. The woman was transported to Piedmont Athens Regional Medical Center, where she was later pronounced dead. The investigation was turned over to the GBI and the Athens-Clark County Coroner's Office. In sports, UGA baseball was in Lexington, Kentucky for a weekend series against the Wildcats. Kentucky swept that series, beating Georgia 16-10 on Friday, 9-3 on Saturday, and 12-2 on Sunday. Georgia is back home for its next five games, starting Tuesday when the Wofford Terriers come to town. First pitch at 5:02 p.m. Meanwhile, UGA softball was in Tuscaloosa for a three-game weekend series against the Alabama Crimson Tide that saw the Bulldogs win two of three games. They beat Bama 4-2 on Friday and 11-3 on Saturday before losing 5-4 on Sunday. And UGA men's basketball hosts Xavier tomorrow night in the opening round of the 2024 NIT tournament. The 32-team bracket for the tournament was announced on Sunday by the NCAA. Tip-off at 7 p.m. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.
This week on Athens News Matters, the Clark County Sheriff reviews the policies his office follows when it detains undocumented immigrants.
The word cooperating with ICE is kind of a broad statement. We cooperate because we follow the law.
Plus, we take a look at state legislation regarding transgender youth. Online right now at WUGA.org.